Associate Professor Susan St. John is from the Faculty of Business and Economics and is an advisor to the Child Poverty Action Group. She's joined us many times before, and it's great to have you back for another kōrero, Susan. Tēnā koe.
Kia ora, Dale.
Kia ora. It's good to talk with you. This Working for Families payments. Tell us about Working for Families. Do you think it's working? You see a lot of hardship, so one would assume that it's not working as well as it might. What's your take on Working for Families, Susan?
It's really in need of review. And unfortunately, although the government promised the review and has been working on it for the last 2 years, we actually haven't seen anything come out of that review substantial. And the major problem with working, well, there are two major problems with Working for Families. It's a payment that is designed to meet the costs of children, and particularly in low-income households. But it's designed in a way that excludes the poorest children from a substantial part of that payment. And that bit that's excluded has a terrible name. It's called the in-work tax credit. The other part of Working for Families, the family tax credit, goes to all low-income children on the same basis. So that's the first problem that hasn't been addressed with Working for Families. And the second problem is that for those workers who are in low-paid, minimum-wage type work, they reach the threshold at which the maximum Working for Families payment is paid. And when they earn an extra dollar over that maximum, and it's very low, $42,700, they start to lose Working for Families. They become less entitled gradually to the payment. And it cuts out, Working for Families cuts out at a very severe rate, at 27%. So for an extra dollar earned, you get 27 cents less of Working for Families until it all disappears. So if you couple that with the tax that's paid, it means that there's not much left in the hand from working an extra hour for those low-income working families.
Thank you. It would appear that it's easier to highlight some of the shortcomings of the approach, but I haven't heard it prioritised in political rhetoric as we lead towards October. Why is that so?
I think it's very strange. What we have seen is something that I think is very adverse, not very helpful at all, which is both Labor and National essentially agreeing that the changes that they will make actually will only impact on the in-work tax credit, that part that actually doesn't go to the very poorest children. The other thing that they both seem to have agreed about is the threshold that I've talked about, $42,700, does need to be adjusted, but they've both agreed that it won't go up until 2026, just before the next election, and then only go up to $50,000 when it should be about $52,000, $53,000 right now.
When we look at our history as a nation, part of what made us unique globally was our commitment to caring for those who are doing it tough. It's part of the New Zealand psyche, or at least I like to think it is. But it seems to have changed here. Money seems to be the goal for all manoeuvres politically. And really, it feels as though while some want sectors of our society to advance, it does come at the cost of those, if I can use the term, living on Struggle Street. It's not the country that was planned a century or so ago.
Oh, no, totally agree. And I suppose that we're reaping the whirlwind of the changes that were made back in the 90s. And what was clear back then was that if we had the Rogernomic-type changes in the welfare system, that we were going to end up with a very divided country.
So Auckland Action Against Poverty are raising the issue here. Sadly, many who are caught up in this perhaps lack the confidence to be strong advocates for change. And that's frustrating, but perhaps quite understandable.
I think it is understandable, because working for families is very complex. And when you talk about something like an in-work tax credit, people's eyes glaze over and they think, oh my goodness, I'll never understand that. But I think it's really important that people start to pay attention, because as I just said, Labor and National are making the in-work tax credit the centrepiece. That will go up $25 a week to $97.50 if you've got a family of up to three children. Beyond that, you get an extra $15 for each extra child. So it's not an insubstantial amount of money. And it really did not need to be increased. What should have happened was that the in-work tax credit should have been blended with the family tax credit. And in doing that, it would then go to all families on the same basis. And it would make a significant difference, a step change. So what we've been seeing with working for families is just inflation adjustments, nothing like a step change that's needed to actually impact on the situation. So it is important that Māori, Pacifica in particular, disabled families with disabled children, the ones that are most adversely affected here, really understand the implications and put pressure on the politicians, ask them why this is, and support those parties which actually do understand this issue and would get rid of this discrimination.
Have we become, as a nation, as individuals within, self-centred now, and many you could describe as greedy? As I say, when we sense injustice, we should try and do something about it. The plight of the poor has been plaguing our country, yet so many turn a blind eye.
I think so, and I think what has become centre stage in working for families is paid work. That seems to be the goal, to encourage people to push people into paid work instead of having the needs of children at the centre of that policy.
I was kind of hoping that our tribal leadership would have married up with organisations like Auckland Action Against Poverty and recognised the shortcomings in the current system. But on this front, when it comes to working for families or commentary of it, our Māori leaders seem quiet.
Yes, it is disappointing. I think Te Pāti Māori would be on the same page as the Greens in terms of understanding that working for families is in gross need of simplification and the removal of this discrimination, or I would hope that to be the case. But the voice needs to be a lot louder, and the understanding around it in the broader community needs to be a lot more than it is at the moment.